Welcome to the Pup and Paws Cast. I'm Sheila Scruggs. Thanks to our sponsor, Dog & Company. You can go to their website, dog-co.com, to find out about daycare, grooming, boarding, and training. Well, Jessica Presley is one of the head trainers at Thunderhawk Canine, and she works with a few animal rescues. She's also an ARF foster mom. And if you don't know, ARF stands for All About Rescue and Fixing. We'll talk to her about some of the rescues she works with and also how important training is for your dog. So how long have you been with Thunderhawk?
I've been with Thunderhawk about 7 years. The owners basically took me under their wing, and I just literally showed up on their property, and I just kept coming back.
You're like, I'm not leaving. I want to train dogs.
This is fun. Yeah.
So what is your favorite part about your job, and what do you do there?
My favorite part about my job is probably just the diversity. Like, you know, when you go into someone's home, you see, you know, you're dealing with many different behavioral problems. It's just not one stale, clear, cut and dry issue. It's different from going to work and doing the same thing every single day. You see a lot of different dogs, a lot of different clients.
And you probably have to learn the dog's personality too, and how to train them and how they accept training. Is that kind of something you do too?
Yeah. So if you know, you have a border collie, it's going to learn probably a little bit faster and be a little sharper than a mastiff. So it is a little different when you're dealing with a lot of different breeds.
Do you think all breeds need basic training?
I believe so. I feel like at a minimum, even with your lazier dogs, I feel like mental stimulation is going to help them be more fulfilled in their home.
What are some of the problems? Like, if people have adopted a dog and it may be a mixed breed and they may not know exactly what breed that dog is, how do you help them, you know, feel better about their dog in their home? What are some of the things that you help them combat?
You know, if you adopt a shelter dog, for example, when you go in and adopt the dog, it could literally be a Heinz 57. You really just don't always know. So I usually evaluate the dog in front of them. You know, if you have a high energy breed, we're going to up exercise. We're going to start obedience immediately if they seek us out immediately and the dog hasn't practiced all kinds of bad behaviors. So I think part of it, you know, in adopting a dog is letting them decompress in your home. That's basically where I would recommend starting as far as adopting or just integrating any dog into your new home.
Explain what you're meaning by that. Like, because some people come and they expect their dog to behave as soon as they bring it home.
Yep. So a lot of the time when someone brings their dog another, and it could be a new dog, could be a dog from a breeder, it could be from a shelter, a lot of them just give them a free-for-all. There's really no structure. So when I say decompress, I would say, you know, let's crate train, let's put them in a quiet room even, and just let them slowly integrate into the home and earn freedom instead of letting them have a free-for-all.
Let them earn it, and that kind of teaches them to think before they do some things.
Yes.
Almost like a child.
Literally like a child. Yep. Dogs are somewhat similar to toddlers.
Yeah, like a 2 or 3 year old. Most dogs, yep, they can learn as much as maybe a three year old, 3 or 4 year old. You are a foster mom too of some ARF animals. How did you get involved with fostering too?
So I actually started fostering through Shelley's Angels before I even moved out of my house, to be honest. And now I foster for ARF, Blue Ridge Bull Terrier Rescue. I feel like I'm pretty involved with that. I feel like I should be more dedicated to helping, but at the same time, it's like I have a full schedule.
So, and you have a child too. You have a child, and you have dogs that you foster. So you've got a busy household.
It's crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's very, very crazy.
And you do something with Blue Ridge. You said that you analyze the personalities of the dogs.
Yeah. So frequently Blue Ridge gets in some dogs that are questionable. Maybe they have bitten somebody in whatever context. And I'm frequently sent dogs that are questionable, and we're kind of wanting to see if, you know, evaluate if they're ready to be adopted, or maybe they just need some extra training. And a lot of what occurred was a misunderstanding.
So this is why basic training is better for the dog, the human involved, the whole family.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people get dogs huskies, for example. They'll get huskies and not realize that they are a working breed, and that's why they pull sleds across Alaska. They are a hardy breed, and they need to work. They're not a breed that'll just always cuddle up with you on the couch. Granted, some of them do. I have a few clients that have huskies, but a lot of them seek us out because their husky has X, Y, and Z behavioral issues. Some of them are escape artists, stuff like that. Granted, I love huskies. Mm-hmm. I think they're beautiful, but they need a job. If you're getting a border collie and expecting it to just live in your apartment calmly while you're at work, and then you come home and just watch TV and maybe take it on a short walk, for a border collie, that may not be enough. For my breed that I'm very involved in, which is Dutch Shepherds, honestly, it's almost impossible to wear them out. They literally go in, they take a nap, and they recharge.
They recharge in about 10 minutes.
Yes, yes.
So they're ready to go again.
Yep. So
what about somebody's probably thinking, well, I'll just get like a lab or a lab mix. That seems better for my family. That still needs to have basic understanding of commands.
I think that's a good topic because a lot of the time, Labradors and Golden Retrievers and German Shepherds, like they're frequently what, you know, people look for in a dog. They're loyal, they're protective. Once they have their family, that's all they really need. But with that said, especially with Goldens and Labs, they're very happy-go-lucky. But those dogs are bred to be out in the field. And people get them as a family dog, and that is absolutely fine. Most of their temperaments are awesome. But those are also the breeds that we frequently see in our inboard program because they are high energy and people want them to be relaxed in the house with their kids.
How important is it to set boundaries for your dog?
I feel like it's really important, and boundaries for me could literally just be as minimal as, you know, you're going to sit when I open the door and let you outside. If you get up, I'm just going to close the door. It literally starts with those little things, and the dogs that I get in for evaluation, that's literally where I start. I don't start with, I'm going to put you in a sit or downstay or teach you a foundational obedience. I just teach you respect in my home first.
And that does make them stop and think before they do something.
Yeah, because a lot of dogs are impulsive. They have no, you know, if they see it, they want it. They're just going to do what they can to get it. They're not thinking about what we want. And they don't know any better. We have to teach that. They don't come out of the womb looking to ask us for directions.
That right there is the point I was trying to make. No matter what breed you get, whether it's, you know, a lot of us have mixed breed dogs. It's not really about that as much as it is us setting boundaries. And it's not a bad thing to do. A lot of people think, oh, well, we don't want to give them boundaries. We love them. Well, yeah. You're going to be a happier dog mom or dog dad.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, meeting their needs and recognizing that they are, you know, they are predators and you have to ask them and give them instructions in your home and then they can be your family member next. Like, they don't have to be... you don't have to push them away just because they're a dog in your home, but they can be your family member and curl up on the couch with you as long as they've earned their freedom.
I like that. You let them earn the respect first and know what their job is in the household.
We're speaking with Jessica Presley with Thunderhawk Canine. And Jessica, you have some classes that are coming up this month.
My May class is actually going to be a newer class that I'm offering. And it is basically integrating your shelter dog or your adopted dog into your home. Granted, it could be from a breeder. It doesn't matter to me. But I think a lot of people, when they get a dog or puppy, that puppy just has free range.
And then they wonder, why did the puppy chew up my favorite shoe?
Right.
When they didn't set boundaries for them. So you're going to help them learn how to set boundaries and do it in a correct manner.
And I think let the dog have some decompression time and earn their freedom into the new home. If we feed the dog on the hour at the same time every single day, and then one day you have to board your dog somewhere, it won't be on that hour every single time. That can create anxiety. So some of the stuff with routine, you know, be consistently inconsistent, honestly.
Gotcha.
And then other things, it's like it has to be on the money.
So how can people sign up for your class that you have?
You guys can check out our website. And through our website, you can actually go through a portal and it will, you can create an account for your dog, et cetera. But with my class that's coming up, it is also a drop-in. So you can, those of you that did get our coupons at the Pet Expo, you can bring that coupon and usually you'll get in free if you had the coupon.
My thanks to Jessica Presley, one of the head trainers at Thunderhawk K9, and also works with animal rescues and is an ARF foster mom. We appreciate all that she does. The Puff and Pawscast is brought to you by Dog & Company, dog-co.com.